Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success, stay success, stay.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audu billahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alik wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alik wa ashabika ya Nurallah. There are many blessings in reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that indeed Allah azza wa jal has appointed an angel on my grave who has been given the power of hearing the voices of the entire creation. Thus, anyone who sends Durood-e Pak upon me until the day of judgment, the angel informs me of his name and his father's name, that so-and-so of so-and-so has sent Durood-e Pak upon you. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of the channel, whilst all of the prophets and messengers possessed courage and they all dealt with all the troubles that they faced whilst traversing on the right path with a great amount of patience and determination. However, there are five prophets, viewers of my channel, that have been classed amongst the five greatest prophets. And they are as follows. The Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. And Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned these. He's mentioned these in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 7. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman. And O beloved, remember when we took a covenant from the prophets, and from you, and from Noah alayhi salam, and from Ibrahim alayhi salam, and from Musa alayhi salam, and from Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam, and we took a firm covenant from them. Allahu Akbar. Today, viewers of my channel, what we're going to do is, we're going to listen to the virtues and the greatness and the status of one of these prophets. Namely, we're going to talk about today is Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Insha'Allah, we're going to listen a little bit of an introduction about him. We're going to listen a little bit about his life, a little bit of his miracles, and a little bit about the struggles that he faced. And so my humble request to all of you is please listen to this speech, insha'Allah, because this is our rich heritage. This is our history in our Islam. And unfortunately nowadays, forget our elders. Not even our elders know about the prophets. Not even our children know about this. And this is something that we need to know as Muslims. And unfortunately, we've got to that state now where if I was to say to the youth of today that name me 10 companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would struggle. If I was to say to you, name 10 prophets of Allah azza wa jal, then again, we would struggle. So again, this knowledge is something that we need to acquire and we need to learn about our rich heritage. Inshallah, first of all, we're going to give you a brief introduction to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, insha'Allah azza wa jal. His father's name was Imran. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was the offspring of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was born 400 years after the passing of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and 700 years after the passing of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam lived 120 years. The name of his father was Yuhanaz. The name of his mother, was Yuhanaz, and she was from the descendants of Lawa bin Yaqub. Allah Azza wa Jal inspired her through a dream. An angel or a thought was placed in her heart that she should give milk to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And if she fears that the neighbors would have become aware of her and that they would complain and the Pharaoh would kill him, then without any fear or hesitation, place him into the river Nile and don't not feel any distress that he will drown or lose his life. And neither feel any sadness due to his separation indeed. Allah Azza wa Jal, she was told that Allah Azza wa Jal will return him to her and will make him amongst the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Thus, she gave him milk for a few days. And during this time, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he never cried, nor did he make any movement in her lap. Neither did anyone become aware of his birth, except for his sister. And when she sensed danger from Pharaoh, she placed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in a chest that was specifically designed for this purpose. And in the middle of the night, she put him into the river Nile. Dear Islamic brothers, this chest then was put in the river Nile. And do you know who found this blessed chest in which it had this baby child that was to become the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? It is stated that Sayyidina Asiya radiallahu anha, she found the chest. And when she found the chest, she found him in the river, right? In the river Nile. And the chest was found between the trees and the water. And in the language at the time, water was known as Mu, and the tree was known as Sa. And that's why he was given the name Musa, Allahu Akbar. That's why he was given. Again, something many of us didn't know this viewers of my channel. Again, it is our rich heritage that we need to know about it. But who is this person? Who is Sayyidina Asiya radiallahu anha? She was the wife. She was the wife of the person that wanted to kill all the first offspring. She was the wife of the person that wanted to kill the children. She was the wife of Pharaoh. And when Sayyidina Asiya radiallahu anha witnessed the magicians, when she witnessed the magicians later on in her life being defeated by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the light of faith immediately entered her heart and she embraced Iman. And then when Pharaoh found out about this, that wretched individual, he became so angry. He became so angry that he punished her severely. He punished his own wife severely. And after beating her severely, he had four pegs placed on the ground. And then he drove nails through the hands and feet of Sayyidina Asiya radiallahu anha, trying her so firmly to the four pegs that she could not even move. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He then placed her in the scorching heat. And then he gave the order that a heavy stone be put on her chest. And when the stone was brought, Sayyidina Asiya radiallahu, she supplicated in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. She said, "O Lord, make a house for me in paradise." Allahu Akbar. There she was shown her home in paradise, which was made of white pearls. And then her soul left her body by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. When the stone was placed on her chest, there was no soul in this body. And as a result of this, she did not experience any pain whatsoever. It is stated that she was raised alive and taken to paradise. Thus she eats and drinks in paradise. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. All lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from this incident, we have learned that bearing difficulties and trials in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla has been the way of the righteous people of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Just as we heard, after embracing the faith, Pharaoh, the evil husband of the righteous female slave of Allah Azza wa Jalla, tormented her greatly. But may we be sacrificed upon her courage, patience, and passion and enthusiasm, that she bore these painful difficulties and sacrificed her life, and she did not give up the faith. Therefore, viewers of my channel, when you are ridiculed, when you are beaten, when you are taunted by your family members and your friends for following the Deen of Islam, for following the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. You're not being tied to the ground with four pegs on your hands. You're not being beaten. You're not getting hot stones placed on your chest. You're not being punished in this way. You're just getting taunted. You may get, even if you are pushed, even if you are beaten, even if you are slapped, even if you feel the pain from this beating that you're receiving, then think to yourself, the pious predecessors, what pain did they feel? What pain did they take on? But there's still nothing discouraged them, and they stayed firm on the faith of Islam. So viewers of the channel, remember this, that when you are in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it is not an easy path. It is not an easy path. And we've been told previously that when paradise was created, when heaven was created, and Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Jibreel Islam to go and see paradise. And when he came back, he said, "I think that everybody will want to go to paradise." But when paradise was covered with difficulties, when paradise was covered with problems, paradise was covered with all trials and tribulations, Hazrat Jibreel Islam said, I fear that nobody will be able to get into paradise. And when he was shown the hellfire, he said that I fear that nobody will want to go to the hellfire. But when he saw that hellfire was covered with ease and pleasure and all of these things, then Hazrat Jibreel Islam said, I fear that everybody will end up going into the hellfire. So viewers of Mother Channel, entering paradise is not an easy task. It's not an easy task. It is easy for you to make your business successful. It is easy for you to achieve all these things. But achieving paradise isn't easy. And in the same way that in this dunya of yours, Amani Channel, you have sacrificed things. You have sacrificed certain things to be able to achieve what you've done. If you've got a degree, if you've got a PhD, if you've got a master's degree, if you've got a good position, then you've worked hard for it. If you've got a successful business, then think about all those times that you got up early in the morning to struggle and strive for your business. Think about all those times that you left your home in the rain to struggle for your business. Think about all those times where you weren't feeling well, but you still got up and worked to achieve a successful business. Allahu Akbar. And you think paradise is easy? In the same way of yours, Ibn al-Channel, in the same way that you struggle for this dunya, we need to struggle more for paradise. Because this dunya is temporary. This dunya is something that is here today, gone tomorrow. But paradise is eternal. Paradise is there for infinity. And inshallah, those are fortunate people that work for paradise, those fortunate people that acquire those good deeds for paradise, indeed those are the successful ones. Yours, Ibn al-Channel, coming back to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it is said that he had such a great status and a great dignity. He has been mentioned in an excellent manner in many parts of the Holy Quran. His name has been mentioned specifically 136 times of the Holy Quran. 136 times of the Holy Quran when you don't know anything about him. How sad it is that such a great person, such a great prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, he's mentioned 136 times and we don't know anything about him. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal granted him a heavenly book. He was given the book, he was given the Torah. And he was granted the honor of conversing with Allah Azza wa Jal several times, which is why he is known as Kalimullah. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal kind of called him to Mount Sinai and he manifested his majesty on the mountain. Allah Azza wa Jal also granted Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam many miracles. He also met Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Azza wa Jal granted him immense strength and power. Allahu Akbar. But he was also a very simple individual. And our beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam praying in the grave on the night of Miraj. And he also had the honor of praying behind the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Miraj. Allahu Akbar. He had a big favor on the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because it was due to him that salahs were reduced from 50 to 5 on the night of Miraj. And viewers of the channel, if you're not aware of this, the original command, the command from Allah Azza wa Jalla was to pray 50 namaz. Pray 50 namaz in a day. And we find it difficult to pray 5. And when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming, Sayyidina Musa alayhi wa sallam asked him, what has Allah Azza wa Jalla given you? And he said that my ummah has been given the gift of 50 salat. The gift, remember they said it was a gift. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that your ummah will not be able to do it. Go back. Ask for a little less. And as this journey backwards and forwards, 50 to 45, 40, 35, 30, and eventually it came down to 5. And even then, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that the ummah will find it hard. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, I'm too embarrassed to go back. Inshallah, my ummah will fulfill this command. Views of Madi channel, we struggle to perform 5. Just think if it was 10, 15, 20, 25, 50. Allahu Akbar. So these 5 are a blessing, Allah, our viewers of Madi channel. They are a blessing upon the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi. They are the gift. They are the gift of Miraj. And unfortunately, we see namaz today as a burden. Astaghfirullah. Unfortunately, it's true. We see it as a burden. That's something that we have to do. Those of us that read our namaz, even those that read a namaz, feel it's a burden because, oh yeah, I've got to read my Zohar, I've got to read my Asr. And then there are those people, those unfortunate people that are not even blessed with that they can't even read the namaz. 5 times a day we can't read our namaz. If you're on the channel, reflect on this, think about this, like, where are you going? Can you not even sacrifice 5 times a day to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, that same, the Creator who's giving you everything that you are using the rest of your time? 5 times a day, 10 minutes a day, 1 hour a day. You may work 8 hours a day, 12 hours a day. You may earn all this money, you may earn all this livelihood, but where is that coming from? It is all coming from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Shouldn't you not be thankful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that you have given me this ability to work, you give me the strength to work, you give me the intellect to work, you give me the opportunity to work? You know, you may be in a good job now, you may be making good money now, but it is all through a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah gave you this. And yet you still don't read your namaz. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, just think and reflect that there are people around the world that are in certain situations. They don't have the food that you have, do not have the shelter that you have, do not have the protection that you have, do not have the resources that you have. What is the difference between them and you? Nothing that you've done. It is all through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And everything that you have got today is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So should we not be thankful? Should we not be thankful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla? And should we not at least read our namaz 5 times a day? Use a Mother Channel, please. Please make an intention. That if in the past we have been lazy, in the past we have made excuses. And remember this, on the Day of Judgment, there is no such thing as excuses. Today you may make excuses. And even today there are no excuses for reading your namaz. But on the Day of Judgment, them excuses will not wash. So please make an intention to read your namaz. Coming back to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it is said that when he struck the rock with his staff, 12 springs gushed forth. When he struck the river Nile with his staff, 12 pathways were created in it. It was due to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that Man and Salwa descended upon Bani Israel from the sky. Whenever punishment would descend upon Bani Israel due to the disobedience, they would also always turn to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for help. And he was very graceful and he was very handsome as well. And Allah Azza wa Jal made him free from flaws. And he made a stone testify his flawlessness. It is stated, viewers of Manchang, in the book Ajab al-Quran, there was a square stone that was an arm's length in height and width that Sayyidina Musa al-Islam would always carry in his bag. 2 miracles of Sayyidina Musa al-Islam took place by means of this blessed stone, which have also been mentioned in the Holy Quran. The first wonder of the stone, which was in reality the miracle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, was its long stride that was full of wisdom. And this stone was discovered because of this miracle. Allah Azza wa Jalla has described the incident in the Quran in Surah Al-Azab, verse 69. I'll give you the translation from Kanzul Imam. O believers, do not be like the people who troubled Musa. So Allah freed him from that allegation they had mentioned, and Musa is honorable in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. The second miracle, viewers of Mali Channel, took place in the plains of Deh, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam struck the stone with his staff, causing 12 springs to gush forth. The Bani Israel used this water for 40 years in the plains of Deh. It is stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 60. As so we said, strike this rock with your staff. Dear Islamic brothers, Allah Azza wa Jalla granted the Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam many other miracles, to which have also been mentioned in the Holy Quran. And we're going to mention some of these miracles here, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. It is stated, viewers of Madi Channel, that the Pharaoh, he once arranged a carnival in order to defeat the Prophet Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. At this carnival, hundreds of thousands of people had gathered, and there was also a large group of magicians present with the tools of magic. The magicians, they took an oath on the name of Pharaoh, and they threw down the sticks and ropes. All of a sudden, they became snakes, and they hissed and slithered in every direction. The whole assembly of the people was frightened out of the senses, and they began to run here and there. Pharaoh and his magicians began to swell with pride upon showing the demonstration, and began to clap with arrogance to show the happiness at the apparent victory. Because they were showing that what they were trying to say was that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, astaghfirullah, he was just a magician. But Pharaoh, he had these magicians, they can perform this, so why are you following him? Allahu Akbar. In the meanwhile, with the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam threw down his blessed staff on the spunks of snakes. The blessed staff, it became a very large and an extremely terrifying serpent that swallowed all of the magician's snakes. And after witnessing this miracle, the magicians admitted defeat, and they fell into prostration. And they said, we have brought faith on him who is the Lord of Harun and the Lord of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. So these magicians, as they saw this miracle that was performed, all of them, they accepted the deen of Islam. Allahu Akbar. But still, Pharaoh's heart was stone. Pharaoh was so stone-hearted that even then he did not change. Similarly, when Bnei Israel became restless in the plains of Tet due to their thirst, they presented themselves in the court of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and complained about this thirst. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam struck the stone with his staff and caused 12 springs to gush forth with water. Allahu Akbar. The 12 tribes of Bani Israel began to drink the water from their own spring and give it to the animals too. This continued for 40 years. This was another miracle of the Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that accrued through his blessed staff and his stone. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he left Egypt with Bani Israel, they came across a river on the way. And Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to strike the river with his staff. And as soon as Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam struck the river, 12 paths emerged inside the river, and Bani Israel safely crossed the river via the passway, and they reached the other side. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And it said that because Pharaoh was chasing them at this time, and when Pharaoh reached the river and he saw the pathways, he and his army also began to cross. However, when Pharaoh and his army reached the middle of the river, the waves began to rise and engulf the pathways. Thus, Pharaoh and his army were drowned in this river. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Even the blessed hand, viewers of Mali Channel, the blessed hand of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was a miracle as well. And we're going to learn about this, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. It is said that when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam would place his hand into the neck of his garment and draw it out, it would begin to glow and radiate all of a sudden. And when he would place his blessed hand into the neck of his garment again, it would return to its original state. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This miracle, viewers of Mali Channel, has been mentioned in the Quran in various surahs. I mean, I'm just going to give you one now. Surah Taha, in verse number 22, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, it says, and place your hand joining with your arm below the armpit. It will come out shining bright white, not due to any illness. This is just one more sign. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala, states that during the night, light would radiate from the blessed hand of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, like the moon, and during the day, it would radiate like the sun. Allahu Akbar. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam would place his hand under his armpit for a second time, it would return to its original state. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. From this, viewers of Mali Channel, we can learn a few things from these things that we've mentioned so far. that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was also a very caring person towards his nation. He looked after his nation, he provided the strings there, he cared for them, ensured that they got their safety. He was tested greatly. Remember this, in his path he was tested greatly in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But many blessings are revealed from the company of the righteous, such as Bani Israel received many blessings, and many of the calamities were averted due to the blessings of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. With the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, his slaves can also avert calamities and fulfill needs. Hence, we have heard that whenever a calamity would befall Bani Israel, they would turn to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and he would fulfill the need. Allah Akbar. And then when a person bears animosity towards the righteous people of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he disrespects them and insults them, then disgrace and humiliation surrounds him from every corner. He incurs the wrath and anger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which results in his destruction. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to truly honor and respect his righteous bondness and grant us the tawfiq to remain firmly attached to them. Viewers of Mani Channel, indeed every person is aware that he will die one day and he will reap what he sows. And in spite of this, and despite receiving many blessings in this world, regretfully many people forget the divine punishment and commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Such people should take heed from the punishments that befell the previous nations. We are lucky, viewers of Mani Channel, that Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't punish us. He doesn't punish the whole nations. Nations have been destroyed as a result of the fact that they have not fulfilled the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that they've gone away from the teachings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, gone away, they broke the covenant of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they've been punished. Whole nations have been punished. Allahu, but then still Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses us. Today I'm going to quickly tell you about an incident that happened in the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that when all of these blessings came, when all of these punishments came, even as a result of these punishments, people did not again adhere to the truth. It is stated that when the people of Fir'aun remained stubborn upon the disbelief and defiance, even after the magicians had accepted faith, Allah Azza wa Jalla began to send them signs one after another. And the reason for this was because Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had made dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Oh my Lord, Pharaoh has become very defiant in the land, and his people have also broken their promise. So afflict them with such an affliction that will be a punishment for them and will become an admonition for my nation and for those who come after. Allahu Akbar. Thus Allah Azza wa Jalla, he sent a storm. A cloud came, it became dark and it began to rain heavily. The people's homes became flooded to the extent that when they stood in the water, it reached their necks, and those who sat down were drowned. They could neither move nor could they could do any work. From one Saturday to the next, for a full 7 days, they remained stuck in this calamity. Even the homes of the Bani Israel were joined to their homes, but the water did not enter their homes. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When they became helpless, they realized that the Bani Israel, they are being saved. And only these people were being punished, these defiant people were being punished. And when they realized this, they went to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and asked him, make dua for us, and then we will embrace faith upon you. When we recover from this calamity, we'll embrace faith. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua for them. And the storm subsided, and such greenery spread in the land that was never seen before. The crops increased and many trees grew. After witnessing this, the people of Fir'aun began to say, oh, this water was a blessing. And, you know, look at these trees, look at these crops. And as a result of that, even then, they still did not embrace the faith. Allahu Akbar. 1 month passed peacefully. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla, he sent locusts that ate the crops, fruits and leaves of the trees. The doors and roofs of the homes, planks, the possessions and even the metal pegs, they entered the homes of the people there, but they did not enter the homes of Bani Israel. Troubled by this, the people then went to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam again and asked him to make dua and promised that they will embrace faith. They remained again in the affliction of locusts for 7 days, a whole week. And when they were saved by the dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, seeing the remaining crops and fruits, they began to say, this is sufficient for us. We will not leave our religion. Thus, they did not embrace faith. They did not fulfill the promise and continued the evil actions. A month passed. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Kumal. Now the commentators of the Holy Quran differ on this opinion. Some say that Kumal refers to a beetle. Some say lice. Others say it was another small insect. This insect ate the remaining crops and the fruits. It would get inside the clothing, it would bite the skin, and it would go into the food as well. If an individual would take 10 bags of wheat to grind, they would return with approximately 3 kilograms. The rest would be eaten by the insects. These insects ate the hair, eyebrows, eyelashes of the people of Fir'aun. They would riddle their bodies like smallpox to the extent that they made it difficult for them to sleep. the people of Pharaoh, they screamed out to this punishment. And then once again, they turned to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam again, saying, repent, please, please make dua for the removal of this calamity. Therefore, after 7 days, this calamity was once again removed through the dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But the people of Pharaoh, once again, they broke the promise again and started to commit worse crimes than before. Once again, viewers of the channel, another month passed. Then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam made dua again. So Allah azza wa jalla sent frogs. The situations were such that when a person would sit, the area would become full of frogs. When he would open his mouth to speak, a frog would leap out of his mouth. Astaghfirullah. The food, the pots and the stores would become full of frogs to the extent that the fire would be extinguished. When they would lie down, frogs would jump on top of them. The people of Pharaoh again were greatly distressed by the calamity. And once again, they turned to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This time around, they said, we will make repentance. Please, please take this away from us. And after taking a promise from them that we will embrace the faith, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam again made dua. And this punishment was again removed after 7 days. But again, another month passed. However, they broke the promise again and returned to their disbelief. The people of Pharaoh, all of these punishments were coming to them, and they knew that the source of relief was this person, yet still, when the relief was gained, their hearts were sealed, their hearts were covered in stone to such an extent that even then they didn't repent. And even then, they continued to commit these sins. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, again he made dua. Consequently, the wells, the streams, the springs, and the river Nile, in short, all of the water became fresh blood. Allahu Akbar. They claimed to Pharaoh about this, and he said that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam has cast an illusion on you. They said, what illusion are you talking about? Our pots are full of blood. There is no sign of water whatsoever. After the hearing this, Pharaoh ordered that the people should take water from the same pot of the Bani Israel, because the Bani Israel, they were not being afflicted by this. They were not having all of these problems. And the Pharaoh said, take water from the pots of Bani Israel. They've got water, although you've got blood in your pots, take it from their pots. And when these people, they took the water from the pots of Bani Israel, as soon as they put it into their own pots, it turned to blood. To the extent that they even said that, look, we'll take it out of the mouth of people. So if a person from Bani Israel puts water in their mouth, get them to take it out and put it in your mouth. So the water will come out of the mouth and go into their mouth. But what would happen is, as soon as the water came out of the mouth and it entered the mouth of these people, then it turned to blood. This punishment continued. And even after this, viewers of Money Channel, they requested Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to do dua for them. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did dua for them. This calamity was removed. But even then, these people did not accept the faith of Allah azza wa jalla. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Money Channel, from today's the life story, the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, we learn so many things. We learn about the struggles and trials. And we also learn here, although this example was probably an example that obviously we're not facing. We're not facing these calamities today. But for all of those people out there that, when you have people that you call to the ishtamas, you call to the masjid, you call them to the path of righteousness, and they say, yeah, I'll come. Yeah, don't worry, I'll do this. But can you do this favor for me? Can you do this for me? Yeah, help me. Once you've helped me with this, I'll come with you. And you help them. You help them with the intention that inshallah azza wa jalla, they'll come to the ishtama. You help them with the intention that they come to the masjid. But afterwards, they ridicule you. Afterwards, they say, nah, I'm not coming. Yeah, I ain't got time for this. Yeah, but okay, you sorted my problem. And again, have patience. Continue to have patience. And we also learn from today, from the life, is that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Asiya radiallahu anha, they face great difficulties. And on the path, working in the path of Allah azza wa jalla, is not an easy path. You know, it's not easy doing the work of deen. You know, I remember someone saying that, you know, someone said that, you know, they had a dream. They were a Jamia student. And they had this dream, and the dream was such that whenever they were going to the Jamia, dogs, snakes, and scorpions would be in their way, stopping them from going to the Jamia. So the father of this student from the Jamia went to a pious person and said to him that, you know, my child is having this dream that dogs, snakes, and scorpions are stopping my child from going to the Jamia in the dream. And the pious person said, you should be grateful that it is only in a dream. You know, tell me. And he said that, tell me of one pious person of the past that acquired the knowledge of the deen easily. Allahu Akbar. Shaitan doesn't want you to acquire the knowledge of the deen. To become a scholar is not an easy task. It is easy for you to get a degree. It is easy for you to get a master's degree. It is easy for you to get a PhD. But to become a scholar of the deen of Islam, Allahu Akbar, it is so much more difficult. Why? Because not only you've got shaitan on your case all the time. From the moment you go to the jamia, from the moment you leave that jamia, he's not going to be happy with you. And even when you leave that jamia as a scholar, shaitan will continue to entice you, continue to say, oh, don't teach this, don't spread the deen of Islam. You haven't got time for this. You studied for 6 years, you studied for 7 years, now you've got a family life, now you've got a business to run, now you've got money that you need to earn. You haven't got time for this. And these are all the whispers of shaitan, that shaitan will try and entice you. And the path is not easy path of yours, my child. So whenever you are on the path, whenever you are working for the deen, whenever you are acquiring the knowledge of the deen, and you face a calamity, be patient at this. You know, someone said that, if it doesn't kill me, it makes me stronger. Allahu Akbar. And these problems, where are they sent from, viewers of the channel? These problems are sent from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I remember someone once wrote, and he wrote a long poem, and one of the lines of the poem was, that I asked for strength, but Allah give me problems to solve. And he mentioned in this poem that I asked for this, but Allah give me this, I asked for this, but Allah give me this. But he also said that I asked for strength, but Allah give me problems to solve. And at the end he wrote, I got nothing what I asked for, but I got everything that I needed. Meaning that Allah gave me these problems, and as a result of these problems, what happened? I became stronger. So you ask for strength. Strength isn't going to come easy. So whatever you get, Allah Azza wa Jalla provide you in a way that you don't know. He asked for strength. Allah gave him problems to solve. These problems that he solved made him stronger. So viewers of Millennium Channel, please, I humbly request you that it is now the responsibility of the Ummah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to call people to the path of righteousness. So please invite people to these gatherings, invite people to watch Madani channel, and inshallah you will see a change. And just to give you one story, there was an individual, he was a worker, he was a driver at someone's house, and one day he committed all sorts of sins. He said, I committed all sorts of sins, but one day I was sitting at a house of my boss, and there was Madani channel on, and I started watching Madani channel. And as a result of watching Madani channel, the bihan that was gone there, fear came into my heart. I started to cry in fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. I repented from all the sins that I committed. And as a result of that, I made a firm intention to go and to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this individual, as a result of watching Madani channel, he stayed in Itikaf for 30 days in Fazana Madina in Karachi in Pakistan. And after that, he traveled for 12 months in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Viewers of Madani channel, I ask you also to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. I also ask you to support Madani channel and get other people to watch Madani channel as well. Viewers of Madani channel, I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, if I've said anything wrong, then may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla to give me the tawfiq and the ability to think about what I have said today. And also you, the ability to think about what I have said today, to act upon what we have said today, and to pass this message on to others as well. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mubalik, for you is my prayer. Mubalik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success, stay, success, stay.